Chapter 127. Last Few Days. As previously noted, I respond to what I see. In this instance, boy sitting in the gutter, down by Haggerston Reach of Regent's Canal, next to a pram laden with garbage bags full of unwanted things. An old woman slapping poor boy about the head and demanding that he get up out of the gutter. I adjust trajectory accordingly and continue on my way, turning corners by turns, first this way and then that, this way and then that way and then this way, any which way, up some roads, down others, having little idea of where exactly I am going, but enjoying it all the same, exploring the innards of this borough of Hackney, until I come to a house cut crooked to the acute angle of meeting streets, like a slice of cake. The house just standing there on the corner, as if it's been waiting for me to come along. Painted on the side of this house, the words Last Few Days, as a name would be written across the bow of a boat. Starkly painted, slightly crooked, sloppily written but unhurried, and somewhat unsettling, momentarily, those words, chilling the way they hint at something I have not until then deeply considered. What if it were true? After everything done and undone, coming all this way only to find that one was left with the last few days, that the end was nigh. What would one do? I mean, how would one go about spending those last few days? Flippantly or with great intensity? Whittling sticks into kindling? Falling blindly into some cosmic trance? Digging a trench for protection? Curling up into an impenetrable ball like an armadillo? Going out dancing till the sun crawls back out of bed? Or cuddled in the comfort of a loved one's arms? Of diving deep into the gentle pools of a loved one's eyes, or languishing in the living room of a loved one's heart, contemplating the glowing coals of the hearth? How would one spend those last few days? Things done, swirling down the drain? Boasting one's particular achievements, or wallowing in regret? Running madly across the march, arms waving in the air, or futilely praying for redemption and soothing rain? Building an ark to fill with things missed, or looking a horse mouth in the gift? Beating chest and roaring like a lion, or gathering spilt grain as busy as a field mouse? Locking all the doors, or throwing windows open and demanding something of the sky? Digging up the past to lie in, or burying bones in case it were not true? Just what would you do with the last few days? This I carefully ponder as I stand at the junction of meeting streets, with this house in the corner standing there just waiting for me. Last few days scrawled across its side. Entertaining these hypothetical ways to deal with the last few days. Coming to, emerging from my days, I am soon aware that I am not